Boost, I know this is like a little bit off the topic, but I just wanted to say a big thank you. I know we don't have a lot of time. We have to get to our NFL picks. We got Andrew Brandt coming up. We got Tweets of the Week, but it's my last Moose and Maggie show.
Yep.
And I just don't think I'll ever be able to fully say thank you and to what you have meant to me over these last 4 years.
Oh, I appreciate
years.
That,
you know,
Maggie.
Moose, like, I didn't really have a voice, you know, until I started this show with you. And I think it took a while for me to even find my voice here. And it's only and all because of you that I was able to do that. You've been such a great partner over these last 4 years. You've been like, you have like taught me this radio business. You really have. And whether it was by example, whether it was advice that you've given me, whether it was just being you, being able to watch you, sit next to you these 4 years. I mean, this is a labor of love. We're up here, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time on Saturday mornings. You have 3 kids. I remember we started our first show. You had no kids.
No kids.
We've been through a lot, you know, getting to share when I came back and I had gotten engaged, you know, shared that with you guys and just all these life moments.
Pictures out in England.
I know. And all these things and just thinking back to all that time, you know, to you, thank you. I'll never be able to thank you enough for that. To all the listeners, I mean, this is kind of a family here because we're at such a unique time slot and because we're only once a week. We see that you guys have found us and, you know, I can't thank you enough for, you know, treating me like part of like an equal, first of all, which I know there's not a lot of women on radio. So thank you for everyone being so kind about that. I can count on one hand, literally over 4 years, people who have even brought anything like that up or been rude to me at all. Everyone's been so respectful and just I've just appreciated it. I feel like we've gotten to know people across the country through this show. I feel like we've gotten to dip into other fan bases. We've worked with so many great producers. Obviously, Eric Spitz for giving me this opportunity, but it's just, I'm going to miss it. I really am. I just want to take 1 second to just say thank you. I'm just never going to be able to thank you enough for what you've done for me.
No, listen, Maggie, I've enjoyed working with you for the last 4+ years. So you're going to make me cry. But
no, I feel like emotional.
It's going to be, you know, you're going to do great in your next opportunity. I'm happy for you. You know, looking forward to listening to you on WFAN. But, yeah, it's been a pleasure. You know, when we first started doing shows here on the network and you know, the only time we had worked together before, you were doing updates when I was hosting the occasional overnight on WFAN, so locally here in New York. So you did great work at Sports Illustrated. Certainly, you know, your interview techniques and your wealth of knowledge and you read everything. It's been my pleasure to be able to work with you for the last 4 years. You've certainly made me a better broadcaster, and I enjoyed my time, even though, you know, come in here sometimes on 2-3 hours of sleep after a long Met game on a Friday night after what I was doing over at SNY and what I continue to do to work, come here, work with you. It's been an absolute pleasure. So I certainly enjoyed it, and I'm glad we were both able to grow, and I appreciate all the kind words.
I mean, people talk about chemistry. It's like the thing you're looking for in this business. And Moose and I had never done a show together before our first show here.
And it was,
and I remember that first show. I was like, this is going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay, and it's been more than that. It's been great, and it's been one of the absolute highlights of my life, not just like professional career, like my life, being able to be friends with you really has. I mean, I was listening to you even before we worked together, you know, and you just always treated me so great. So just thanks. And thanks to everyone.
You got it. Yeah. You've done a fantastic job and you'll continue to do great. And
right.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah,
so
NFL
worry.
Picks coming up.
Yeah, that's it. That's not great. And that's next. Moose and Maggie with you, CBS Sports Radio.